Well, it's a very good evening and welcome along to a Score special for you tonight here on Highland Radio as we look ahead to the 2020 Donegal Senior Championship Final, last year's deferred decider. We'll see the holders Niamh Connell play Kilcare for the Dr. Maguire Cup this coming weekend. On tonight's show, I'll be joined by former winners from the parish of Kilcare, Martin McHugh, from Niamh Connell and Glenty's John Gilday, and sandwiched in between them, the neutral view, with two-time winner from our draw, Damien Diver. We'll also hear from the managers, Martin Regan and John McNulty, plus later the respective chairmen as well, in the form of Martin Shankey-Smith and John Carr. And not forgetting about the young men who are representing Donegal in the Ulster Minor Football Championship Final, which is taking place tomorrow evening, Friday, at Brewster Park in Enniskillen when they play Tyrone. We'll be hearing from Donegal Minor manager Luke Barrett ahead of that hugely important game as well. But as we know, and as we said at the outset of the programme, tonight's show is very much focused on the county final, which is taking place this coming Saturday, the deferred county final, 11 months on from when it was originally scheduled, as Niamh Connell will do battle with Kilcare. By the way, that game will be live this coming weekend on Highland Radio. We'll be hitting the airwaves at 7:30 from McCool Park in Ballybuffet, with the build-up right up until the throw-in time of 8 o'clock. Very exciting ahead this weekend. We eventually are going to have the county final. Before we hear from the respective managers and chairman, we're going to be joined now by our panel for tonight. Three very esteemed men who have done it all when it comes to club championship action here in Donegal. First up, we're going to say hello to Martin McHugh in the parish of Kilcare. Martin, a very good evening.
Evening, Oshie.
Also there as well, we've got John Gilday from Niamh Connell. John, a very good evening. Welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Oshie.
And not forgetting about Damien Diver, two-time winner from our draw. Hiya, Damien. Unfortunately, Damien has
Sorry. Microphone muted. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Oshie. How's it going?
Not too bad, Damien. You can take the mute button off there. So then, Where will we start? I think we might go to the parish of the defending champions, Niamh Connell, first of all, if that's okay with you, John Gilday. What's the buzz been like this last couple of weeks when we found out that there's definitely going to be a county final this month? Yes, there's a shortage of tickets, but is there a county final feel around the Glenties area and the surrounding areas of Glenties, John?
Yeah, absolutely, Oshin. I know Glenties or Niamh Connell in the last number of years have had a lot of success and been exposed to a lot of county finals, etc. But there's a long number of years that Niamh Connell were never in a county final. So I don't think they ever get old in that part of the world. I think there's a great local community spirit. The Niamh Connell Club, it has a huge influence on what's going on in the local parishes, and it basically is resonates in every aspect within the local community. So getting to a county final, even if it's 11 month delay, is still a very big occasion, and there's a huge appetite for this, and hopefully they'll come out the right side of what will be a very tense and exciting game on Sunday.
Yeah. So Martin, what's it like around Tony and the south part of the county? Good feel there as well, is there?
Yeah, Austin, great feel there. You know, the flags and buntings are going up and everything else, and people are getting excited. I suppose it's a wee bit like, normally you'd never have a county final like this. It's like an All-Ireland final way back, where all the talk, I remember when I was involved myself in 92 and then 2012, all the talk was about tickets. And it seems that that's all the talk as well at the minute. And the only one plus with that there was it took the pressure off the players, because nobody was talking about the game at all. Everybody was on about tickets when they met in bars and shops and everything else. So the tickets is a big, big problem. And, you know, I feel it's terrible that maybe, you know, great club people are not going to be able to see the final and everything else. So, yeah, there's a great buzz in Kilcare, great buzz about the thing. And, I mean, we've been a long time waiting both clubs for this.
Yeah. What about you, Damien Diver? Any tickets for the final?
There's low there in Centra. they're like hen's teeth there right now. So yeah, you know, there's not many about.
Yeah, what's it like for a neutral stuck in between Kilcare and Niamh Connell?
It's interesting, you know. It's one of them finals, because, like, you know, there was no lead up to it or nothing out there, no kind of championship or nothing out there to see who's playing well in championship. You only had league to go by, so it's going to be interesting to see who does come out on top. But I think it's going to be, as Sean says, it's going to be very, very intense, because they haven't got that championship bleed in, and it'll be a bit of tit for tat, we'll say, at the start, and a lot of people try to make mistakes maybe more than anything, you know, that coming. So it'll be very, very interesting to see how the first half goes. It might open up the enemy in the second half, you know.
Yeah. John Galle, how crucial is it that in a final like this that could turn out to be a very, very tight affair? Like, we go back to 2017 when Kilcare won at 7-4. How important is it to get ahead in the early stages in this one?
Well, hopefully we won't have a repeat of that 2017. I don't think anybody wants to see anything like that again. I think it did both. Even though Kilcare won it, and I'm sure won it, was the most important thing, I don't think it did any team a great service. Obviously, a good start is very important, particularly from a Niamh Connell point of view, because as we all know, that, you know, a big part of their game plan is built on that defensive formation that they use. And if you have to chase the game and you have to come out and chase the game, then it changes the way they have to play the game and leaves them a little bit more vulnerable and exposed. So a good start from their perspective would be highly advantageous and would allow them to sit in and play their own game. And Kilcare are in exactly the same position. You know, if they come out firing, it's going to open things up. So it's an interesting one in the sense that, you know, it's going to be very difficult to know how the game's going to be played. You know, interesting to see what tactics both managers and teams adopt. And I do think there's a lot of respect and a lot of fear between both sides because, you know, Niamh Connell know what Kilcare can do on any given occasion if they're allowed to run to the park with the pace and the scoring ability that they have. And then obviously, you know, Kilcare know rightly that if you leave Niamh Connell hanging around too long, they're the kind of team that if you give them a sniff at all, that they're going to be there at the end of the game and they can hurt you. So going to be interesting to see how it unfolds over the first 15, 20 minutes and then into the second half.
Yeah. Would you agree with John, Martin, that there's probably a fear between these two sides of each other?
Well, they've met so many times. I mean, at under 21 level and even on minor level and down below under 16 and 14 levels. And they know each other really, really well inside out. And it's never been that much between them. Supposed to be look at league form. Niamh Connell, suppose league form has been a lot better in Kilcare. They've actually been hammering teams and everything else. And, you know, even talking to teams that managers or players that they come up against, they were very, very impressed with them and that. Now, Owen McGettigan's a big loss and a big blow to him and wish him a speedy recovery because he's a player with a big, big future. And, I mean, we've seen his performance against Dublin when he came off the bench and how well he played against our that day. You know, I thought he might have got more game time with the county team this year, but he's a loss to Niamh Connell, no doubt about it. But there's, you know, there's never much between them, and we look at anybody else. And the matchups are going to be very important for teams to get right now. Probably over analysing in a way, both teams are big into that there, and suppose both teams do a lot of that there. So that's why, and agree with the lads that it's going to be probably very cagey early on. The team that gets ahead will definitely have the advantage. So a good start will be important for both teams.
Yeah. Do you agree that Niamh Connell are favourites in this, Damien Diver? Because if we go back to last year, nearly a year ago, heading into September 2020, a lot of people were tipping Kilcare more, but the pendulum has sort of swung for the favourites tag of Niamh Connell. Yes, they were very good in the league, and if we look at the league situation, a lot of the other teams were missing their county players. Are we maybe jumping ahead too much saying Niamh Connell are the favourites here?
No, well, I would fancy Glentys or Niamh Connell because I think during the league, yeah, both teams and all the teams in the county were missing their county players. And so it comes down to a panel then. And Glentys have the best panel in the county. You know, they're very, very strong. They've always that conveyor belt coming, you know, since minor level and on the 16 the whole way up, and there's brand new fresh blood coming in all the time, and they're geared, they know the way they're playing, they know the way the senior team plays, and they just fit in seamlessly into it. And I think that's what it'll be, the panel of players that'll want it in the end of the day, because both teams are afraid of each other's speed going forward. Glentys' transition may be a wee bit quicker, but Kilcare have lethal forwards that can hurt you too on any given day. But I still think that the O'Connell's panel will come through a bit stronger because they have the base there and they have the experience from winning games and winning well during the league without their county players, you know.
Yeah. John, we'll bring you in again. Owen McGettigan's a huge loss to Niamh Connell, but as Damien alluded to there, you guys have a very strong panel over there, so you do.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons that maybe Niamh Connell are deemed as favourites in lots of people's eyes, but I think that's a kind of a, you know, misplaced to a certain extent, because the depth of their panel is so strong, as Damon alluded to, that Glenty's or Niamh Collins' second 15 is stronger than anybody else's second 15 out there right now. And that's just the nature of the business. But when you match the big, so-called big four, for example, if you look at the semi-final last year, like, if you were down here in Letterkenny, for example, they would say that Niamh Collins shouldn't be in the final at all because there's controversy over that goal. And really, St. Eunan's had them beat that day. So if you look at the Gidor first 15, Eunan's first 15, Niamh Connell and Clicare first 15, there's only on any given day, there's a toss of a coin and there's a bounce of a ball in it. And I would suggest, and again, this is not, you know, trying to push any favouritism across into the Clicare guys, because I know they have no confidence issues up there anyway, as Martin will tell you later on. But what I would say is that if you look at the marquee players in the county right now, I would suggest are come from the Kilcare clubs outside of the Michael Murphy. If you look at, you know, McBrearty, if you look at the McHughes, etc. And I would suggest that maybe Glenty's overall might have a more balanced team throughout 1 to 15, but the real star quality players would be on the Kilcare side. And if they click on any given day, no matter how good your panel is, you can be out of sight very quickly if Patrick McBrearty or Ryan or Mark or any of those guys decide they're going to have an on-song day. I think it tips the balance on their favour. But as a collective, Niamh Connell are very, very strong. And that's what makes the whole thing interesting. How do you stop the McHughes, the McLeans, the McGinleys and the McBrearty's? And then
how do you stop them, John? How do you go about that? Who's going to pick these boys up on Saturday?
Well, listen, that's the $6 million question here. It's you know, Glenty's have plenty of guys coming through in the form of the Dohertys and the Jack McKelveys and these guys that are well fit to put it up to anybody in the county right now. Now, they're only young lads coming through. Maybe this is the weekend that they step forward and take the limelight as such. But on a one-to-one basis, you would think the top three or four players in the club right now, in the county right now, are from Kilcare. Collectively, Niamh Connell, you would think, are stronger overall. And that's, as I said, that's what makes the whole thing and the matchup interesting, because nobody knows what's going to happen on the day. And I think anybody who's betting on this match right now, you are really tossing a coin.
Yeah. What's the key matchups going to be in your mind, Martin McHugh?
Well, I think looking at it, you know, that we look at different advantages that we chat about and everything else. And suppose, you know, with Liam McClure and Anthony Thompson not playing county football and them training with Niamh Connell, that, you know, that has to give them advantage. Because from Kilcare's point of view, it took, you know, the county players came back later in the year and they didn't play much football in the league, where they would have had the likes of them players playing to help. And I think everybody said it, that, you know, we no doubt about the Niamh Connell squad is stronger than any squad in the county. And it's great credit to them. And 2015, I think they won it. 16, they were beaten in the semi-final. 17, beaten in the final. And then 18, beaten in the final again. And then 19, they come back and won it. And they're back in this final again. So you have to give that Niamh Connell club a lot of credit on and off the field, the way they're organised and everything else. But the matchups are interesting. Nobody really knows, because we haven't, I think it's Damien Luditary on, we haven't seen any championship games. So we don't really know. Now, when they played in Towney in the league match, Niamh Connell won that match by a couple of points, and else, but the county players weren't playing. So we don't really know who they're going to go with. I mean, people can ask the question, but the only people know really is the manager of both teams. Like, who's going to pick up Kieran Thompson? Who's going to pick up Paddy McBrearty? So those are the big ones. And we talked about, you know, the different other players. So it's going to be, we know the way both teams are going to play. There's a system of play there, and sometimes in that system, and we saw the year in 2017, it didn't really matter who picked up anybody. Both teams were very, very defensive. And you know, Kilcare, probably that day made a decision. They were in the lead and they were going to ask Niamh Connell to come on to them and everything else. And probably, you know, in the end, they could have lost the match. I mean, so big calls to make and everything else. You know, we look at this defensive style football that's there, Oisin, and we see, you know, different counties doing it. I mean, it's definitely changing at county level, and Dublin have really changed it because they're going at teams now all the time. Now, the last day, they made a decision against Kildare. We're in the lead. Let Kildare come on to us. So that was a change of style we saw from Dublin that day. So what style of football both of them is going to play, we just don't know, and we'll not know at the day of the match. And neither of them had really probably a couple of challenge games that day, but you never know. Championship football is completely different. So asking about the matchups, I just don't know who's going to pick up with.
Yeah, how important is the midfield going to be, Martin? Because I know you rate Kieran Thompson very highly in the middle of the park, so you do.
Yeah, the midfield is very important, and Kieran Thompson is a player that's always has played well in the middle of the field, and I'd like to actually see him in the middle of the field for the county. I feel that's his best position, and he's always played well, and to go over the mantle from the man that's there on the line, John there, very on, who's a brilliant midfielder as well. So Thompson, you know, is a really good midfielder. So don't, you know, we're Kilcar put Kieran McGinley on him. Now Kilcar have been playing Owen McHugh in the middle of the field. Maybe the Owen McHugh will pick him up, Kieran Tom. But that's a big call for Kilcar because he's a big, big player and he kicks them points. And we saw him, you know, even for the county, how good he's been for the county kicking scores. And we know we watched him in them in the championship games last year, particularly, you know, the three big games, the year before against Gweedore. I mean, in the end of the scores, he scored the long range points and that there. So yeah, he's a very, very big player for New Connell.
And Kilcar missing Aidan McGinley and also missing Brian O'Donnell. How big a miss is Brian O'Donnell for Kilcar come championship time, Martin?
Oh yeah, he's a big miss because he was really, you know, I think he was actually even up to a county trial at a stage and everything else, and Brian was turned into a, you know, but you know, after Conor McShane has been a great servant for Kilcar and everything else, but you know, Brian was turned into a very, very good fullback and you know, taking the pressure where you had Conor as a sub and everything else. Now, you know, looks like you could have to play Conor on Sunday and that there to give that bit of power in there, but Brian was turned, and he is a big blow to Kilcar, you know, and please God from Kilcar, but he will be back for, you know, for the start of the championship next year. But he's a blow because we don't have a squad of players, people know, so the likes of not having the likes of Brian there, it's a big loss because he was a great man marker as well and into the bargain well. So yeah, that's a blow for Kilcar, Oisín, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go nip back over to our Ardragian and Damien Diver. Damien, let's talk about the Martin Regan effect here on Niamh Connell. They've played seven finals if you include the three games that happened with Gweedore in 2019 since he came in 2015, which is a fantastic achievement. And what he has done with that Niamh Connell team has been tremendous. And he's sort of the driving force behind them, is he, Damien?
Aye, he's a master tactician aside too, you know, and as the boy says, the matchups are so important in all these games. In the last 6 or 7 years too, they're very important. And he gets everything perfect. He gets it down to a T. He seems to know what makes the boys tick, and he's just letting them at it, you know. He was a workhorse himself around the middle, so he was, and you can just see that coming onto them players now, you know. It's easy to task players to do something when you went through the middle yourself, you know, like the way he done. So players respect him. And that whole psychosis that's in Niamh Connell, that whole togetherness is pushing that team through, and they're pushing the whole Andre structure as well over there too. They're just a fantastic club that way, you know. And you can, it's just the senior team's leading it. And what Martin said, you can't put enough emphasis on what the likes of Liam McLoone and Anthony Thompson bring to training. Do you know, it's like having your permanent county players there all the time. You know, they're still flying fit, and Tom's still leading the line there in the half back line, and you know, and he's there all the time in training. That's so, so important for younger players coming up to see, like, them training with him all the time. They're not away at county training; they're permanently there the whole time. You know.
Yeah, and John, we'll bring you back in as well. What is it about the parish over there that makes Niamh Connell so special? You guys obviously started it back in 2005 when you won your first championship. But since then, Niamh Connell seemed to have flourished, and to keep so many talented young footballers involved in the game has been a brilliant success by the club. But what is it that gives Martin Regan, I suppose, the added edge that he can keep so many talented players in a group and be at the top of the table in Donegal football and in Ulster, John?
Well, I suppose that the big thing is success. And, you know, it's the old adage, success breeds success. I think, you know, winning that first title in 2005 showed that it could be done. What people didn't understand at that stage was that there was an exceptionally talented bunch of young players that were coming through that nobody was aware of, the Anthony Thompsons and Leo McLoones. And they didn't maybe get the recognition and fanfare that they deserved at that stage. And what, you know, Martin Regan over the last number of years has been the driving force behind the team as such. But if you look at that cohort of, you know, that nucleus of Anthony Thompson, Owen Wade, Marty Boyle, Leo McLoone, now Kieran Thompson carrying the mantle through, there's just such an ethos of hard work. They're just good lads. And now what you have within the club is young fellas want to play in that team. The understage structure is geared towards playing senior football. They basically play the same type of football the whole way through the club. So there's a huge level of organisation. Obviously, that goes down even into the club hierarchy and structure as well, that everything's focused towards that. And I think a big thing that is huge as well, and you'll find this in Kilcar probably in exactly the same way, small parishes, and Ardra is exceptional from this as well, small parishes come together, and when you give them something to, you know, coalesce around and get behind and feel pride in, then everybody buys into that. And I think that's been the huge motivating factor of the club over the last 10, 15 years is they're immensely proud of their GAA team. They're immensely proud of that senior team. They're immensely proud of their underage structure. And everybody wants to be involved. So it's not a chore to go to training. It's not a chore. Every young girl and young boy in the Neve Connell parish wants to play football for Neve Connell. And that sounds a very simplistic way of looking at things, but that isn't the case in every parish in the country, as everybody knows. And that's the big key to their success right now, is this conveyor belt of people who want to give everything and do whatever they want to get to that point where they're winning county championships.
Yeah, Martin McHugh, do you guys over in Towny need to win another couple of Dr. Maguires like what Neve Connell have done in recent years if you're to continue to drive on? As you always say, the wee club coming from the wee town in Kilcare.
And John Kilday saying Neve Connell and Ardra are wee clubs. We class them as very big clubs, and we're right beside them there.
Martin, you forget. You see, I grew up when you guys were kicking lumps out of us and winning county titles, so I have a whole load of baggies that I'm coming with over here.
Oh, good. And I always, but anyway, look at I think that looking at it from the point of view, yeah, I think. You know, you have to win anything, you don't deserve anything and everything else. But look at that bunch of players have won a lot at underage. The Kilcare bunch of players have won a lot at underage and, you know, up through the ranks and everything else. And a lot of the big games have been, you know, against some of them against Ardra and most of them against Neve Connell and that there. And maybe St. Junior's coming in there as well. But I think that, yeah, you probably it'd be great to see Kilcare, you know, winning the second one. And don't doubt about it, the players deserve it. But you have to go out and do it on the business on the field and everything else. And, you know, the biggest thing, I suppose, from Kilcare's point of view, losing the final in 16, they came back in 17 and won it. There might be, as John was saying earlier on, a lot of fear there and everything else, but they got over the line in 17. That was a big thing for them. So that baggage is off their back in a way now. And we saw, you know, as we said, it was a 17-18, Neve Connell lost, and then they came back and won the big one against Skiddaw. So I think both teams, you know, have played in finals and everything else, and that's the big thing, and been knocking on the door and everything else. But I think from our own point of view, it'd be great. And I think it's the same as has been said about Ardra and Neve Connell. Everybody in Kilcare, I mean, the young ones and everything else want to play football. And that's the great thing about the final. The only disappointing thing I said is these young people is not going to get to see the match, get to the match. I mean, that's a disappointing thing, but there's nothing you can do with the years in it and everything else. But I think, you know, everybody, girls and boys in Kilcare, they want to play and they love the GAA. And it's what the whole parish is about, is the GAA in Kilcare. And there's no difference than other parishes. And it's very important to keep it going, because that's what you need. That's what we need to keep the GA going and everything else. But yeah, we're really Kilcare, the club and the whole town and everything else is looking forward to it. It's great. We thought at a stage last year that this final would never be played and everything else. In times you thought maybe it was a good idea to play it or not. But definitely now with the build-up and everything else, I think it's the right decision to play it and play it. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a good match and a reasonably good evening as well on Saturday evening.
Just moving away from the two teams that are participating in this final this weekend, Damien Diver, I'm sure, and amongst the parish of Ardra and the club there as well, that it's been a while since you've contested a senior county final. That's something that you would hope to do in the future again.
Aye, well, like we're just at a rebuilding stage now again. You know, there was a lot of retirements one time. You know what I mean? There was a big gap where there was nobody in that coming after that. You know, there's a lot of young people coming up, young boys coming up there now, and hopefully we'll have a team in a few years' time. But it's just a building process at the moment. You know, getting a bit of confidence in the boys and getting to play. What they're good at, good fast football, you know, and hopefully it'll all come right. Yeah. There's a big effort. Like Damien's been a big effort there now, so he is, and things are looking up, and you can see them gaining every week. You know, whether the results are there or not, it doesn't matter. The main thing is they're going the right direction, right?
Yeah. Let's go back to the game on Saturday. The fact that Neve Connell have played at four of those seven finals in the space of 12 months, basically 14 months, I think it was. Maybe will that stand to them come Saturday, that they might just have that wee bit more experience, having had those marathon games against Gwydor?
Well, talk about championship hardened. Like, you know, you don't become. The Glennies are probably one of the most championship hardened teams in the county at the moment, coming through semi finals and finals for the last so many years. And even as you say, like the four in the last 12 months is serious all year. So they know how to win, they know how to stay in games, which is even more important, maybe. If things were against them, they'll always hang in there, and they'll get their chance. And they're the best team, and when they get it, then they'll drive on through, you know. I know in the beginning that is a huge loss, and it probably takes a man marker away from somebody from him, you know what I mean, to concentrate on somebody else, so that there's a spare man marker in Kilcare's back line too, you know. Owen is just, he's a serious football player, probably pound for pound one of the best corner forwards, full forwards in the county at the moment. It was a surprise that Dickon Martin says that he didn't get more game time this year, you know, he deserved it.
Yeah. Okay, back to you then, Martin. We're just going to wrap up the thoughts of you three men who have Dr. Maguire, have won the Dr. Maguire Cup on several occasions between you, and you have a number of winners medals as well. Who's going to win on Saturday, Martin? What's it going to take?
It's going to take one hell of an effort, I've seen anyway, both sides. And I mean, it can come down to different things. I always said there can be a refereeing decision can make a difference. You can have, again, free taking will be very important in that there. And I think the big thing, and the lad said it early on, is to get the good start. I think that's very important from Kilcare's point of view, especially from my own club's point of view, to get a start and make Glenties come at Kilcare and that there, and Niamh Connell come at Kilcare from that point of view. So who's going to win it? Please God, Kilcare wins it. But, you know, we look at the forum. If you look at the forum going into, you know, if you were a neutral person, you would have to say, and that's why most people are going for Niamh Connell, because the forum going into the game, you know, you'd have to say Niamh Connell have better form than Kilcare going into the match. I know we're going in league form and everything else, but they're better form. So I hope Kilcare wins it. Wouldn't rule out it going to, it actually being a draw and going to extra time.
Yeah, I've on my notes here, extra time. It could be a very, very tight game. Would extra time be in your card, would it, John Gilday?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's given the circumstances around this final, it's impossible to call it. You know, on any year that there's only a kick of a ball between the two clubs, and that's when you know the form and you've been able to analyse and look at it. This year, it's a complete, you know, complete lottery. You know, Niamh Connell have a proven track record of grinding out results. It's a big year for the club as well. And I know that's a big motivating factor. It's a centenary year. And there's a huge motivating factor within the club to, you know, close out this year really, really strong. And it's ironic, there's two championships this year. So, you know, you could, you know, on the positive side, you could have, you know, a double county champions in the same year. On the negative side, you could lose all your championships in the one year as well. So it's a hard one to call. Obviously, my heart and Hatt are going to be in the Niamh Connell corner. But as I said, at this point in time, you know, toss a coin, close your eyes and hope for the best. I think that's where we're at.
Yeah, listen, Damien Dever, we want a more direct answer from you. Who's going to win on Saturday and what's it going to take?
Glenn's going to win it because I think they're more experienced, they have a better panel, and I can't see, and I think they're probably a better man markers, I think. Yeah. I think the matchups will suit Glenties a bit better.
And you'll enjoy sitting as a neutral, Damien, watching the game on Saturday.
Absolutely. This year's great. All right.
The other two boys will be biting their nails. They'll be on the edge. I've got Martin in commentary. I've a job ahead of me.
I'm going to mass, so I'm just see what happens.
You'll be lighting the candle, will you, on Saturday, Martin?
Absolutely.
Okay, listen, Martin McHugh, John Gilday and Damien Dever, many thanks for joining us tonight on The Score. The best of luck to everybody involved in the big final this weekend. And in particular, we have to mention him as well. It's the first time for Mark Dorian, the referee. He's been waiting a while to get a crack at refereeing a county final, and then he had to wait another almost 11 months as well. So the very best to Mark Dorian. Listen, John, Martin and Damien, many thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Oshie.
Okay, you're listening to Highland Radio. This is The Score programme tonight. The county final special still to come. We'll be hearing from the respective chairman from Niamh Connell and Kilcare. Plus, up next, we'll have the managers.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop at michaelmurphysports.ie. Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Check out the new Donegal Portland Leisurewear range online and in-store at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And you're welcome back to a Score special tonight. We've got an extended programme for you as we look ahead, of course, to the 2020 Donegal Senior Championship final, the delayed final between Niamh Connell and Kilcare. Plus, later on as well, we're going to be hearing from Donegal minor manager Luke Baird on a big occasion for the minors. They're taking on Tyrone. It's a North West Derby clash tomorrow night at Brewster Park. By the way, we'll also have live coverage from that game here on Highland On Air and online as from the 7:30 start. So back to the county final. Let's hear from the managers. Kilcare, of course, are in the decider for the first time since 2017 as the Towny men clash with the boys from Glenties in the delayed final. Kilcare chasing a seventh senior crown. The final buzz is back in the parish, but they will be short Brian O'Donnell and Aidan McGinley for the game. Kilcare manager John McNulty says there is a solid championship feel around the club and in the town London, the lead up to the game. So I asked him, first of all, how has it been over the last 10 and a half months in waiting and preparing for a county final?
The day it was called off, I remembered well getting the call. I was very disappointed that day in particular, because that we had the semi-final over us and we got the one over Gitor, and we were in a very good spot there heading into the final. And obviously there was a delay already, but we were really looking forward to it and all geared up for it. And it was obviously very, very disappointing that time that the final wasn't played. Especially, I think it was about 5 days out from it.
Yeah. I know, hearing from Mark McHugh earlier in the week, he said at times it was difficult to keep the motivation at a level required. How did you manage the players and trying to keep them motivated, John?
Well, I think you had to just manage the situation, as you've seen it, time-wise, and what was happening around you, and maybe being able to give them a bit of leeway when you thought it was able to give it to them and get them some downtime and bring it back when you needed to bring it back. And I think we managed that well. And from the players' point of view, I think we got a great response in that way too.
Yeah. And listen, it was a fantastic outlet for players during a very difficult time in lockdown to stay focused on training and particularly keeping themselves in shape for what was coming down the line. And have you had any sort of issues during that time with players? Obviously, a couple of men still out injured ahead of the final, like Brian O'Donnell and Aidan's also out, Aidan McGinley.
Yeah. Brian O'Donnell's injury came from St. Michael's in the quarterfinal last year. In the first half, he'd done the cruciate. So he's out since, really. And he's coming on good, but he's just short time, just maybe a month off it at the minute. But his recovery is going well. And with Aidan McGinley, it was something that happened to him this year. He had come back from one and he'd done it again there in June there. So unfortunately, that was unfortunate for him. It's a horrible injury for any player. So, I mean, they're two long-term absentees, but we're hoping Brian O'Donnell may feature, you know, in the 2021 championship.
Yeah. And as for the county men, they all came back, of course, in recent weeks as well, which I'm sure added an extra bit of sharpness, did it, to training, John?
Great to have them back. It really is. The boys look forward to having them back. Well, training is always good all the time, but when you have them guys back and the level that they bring at training, and I think everybody just ups the training, having them all back. And we're all delighted to have them back. And they were delighted to be back themselves and really been working on things this past few weeks, and training has been very good.
Yeah. Is there a county final feel around the parish this week? Because everybody's been waiting so long, so they have, John. Is that proper county final feeling there?
Without a doubt. You can feel it there with everybody's talking about it now. It's on everybody's lips. And the town is, you know, the bunting's up, the flags are going up everywhere. Every day there's new flags going up. There's a real excitement and buzz about it at the minute. I can see the people really looking forward to it. Unfortunately, probably the tickets is probably the bit of a downturn, that you only have 225 tickets, which leaves a lot of people maybe unable to go to the match. I think that's a bit disappointing. But other than that, the feeling is really, really good.
Yeah. Will the actual occasion have the feel of a county final, given there's only going to be 500 there and it's a different sort of situation and scenario at play here? Will the actual day and the occasion have a county final feel, do you expect, John?
Well, I do expect it, because I think that's the feeling that you bring yourself to it. As a team, we're preparing for it. So it's a county final we're preparing for it. And every way we do that, that's for Saturday evening at 8 o'clock. And when that ball's thrown in, we have no doubt that that's the way we'll be feeling. We won that game, and that's a county title match, and that's our aim. And so definitely, Oisin, we'll have that feeling with it that night.
Yeah, I suppose the fact that you boys have been involved in previous recent county finals, 2017 when you won it, and then lost in 2016 to Glenswilly, I suppose having the big occasion that the guys aren't going to get, laid with that, then it's not going to be an overwhelming factor, is it, John?
I don't think so. I think we, as you say, we have that experience from boys in the past, and then the young lads are in there. The lads that have that experience are able to chat to them and talk to them about it. And again, it comes down to how you perform on the day, Oisin. And I think sometimes, you know, people maybe put that into perspective, that boys sometimes don't react in a county final well. Some people do. But I would like to think that all our boys will be well prepared for the personality.
Yeah. What kind of game are you expecting? If we look at previous matches between you two guys, Niamh Conlon and Kilcare, there's been a couple of really tight, touchy affairs. So had what sort of match are you expecting this weekend, John?
I think as any final goes, it's going to be very competitive. I expect a very competitive game with Niamh Conlon. I think there were two teams that are well met in a lot of ways. And I think we're going to have a very good match, and I'm really looking forward to it, actually.
Yeah. Is it going to be blistering stuff from the get-go?
That'll be interesting to see. Yeah. We just have to wait and see with that.
You're not going to get too much away, John, are you? What about Niamh Conlon then? Because they basically have played four finals in the space of 2 years, because the marathon three series decider against Cador. And given that they went through that period, John, and that they've come through the league so successfully as well in the build-up to the championship, would they be seen as favourites, would they?
Obviously, coming as county champions from 2019, and as you say, that marathon pair, they would be seen as obviously the champions. So they would be favourites from the off on that. And again, I mean, they won the league as well this year, so they've been going very well. We know that. So definitely there'll be favourites for that final at the moment. But sure, that's it. Again, I think that's fine. But you have to perform on the day, and that's what we'll be looking
at. Yeah. What would it mean then to the men from Townie to lift another Dr. Maguire, John, and particularly under your management?
I think any day you would lift the Dr. Maguire in Kilcare, it means absolutely everything to everybody. From the old and the young, your supporters, everybody. It's the players, obviously, means everything to them. Management totally would. But I think for a whole parish point of view, you know, as sport goes, the GAA being the main sport in the parish, and how well it's supported, and I just think everybody, it means everything to them.
Yeah. And I suppose the fact that neither of you guys have played at fixture at championship level in so long, John. I know we said that we indicated that Niamh Conlon could be possibly favourites here. Has the playing ground been levelled somewhat since neither of your sides have actually played a real intense championship game in such a long period of time?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, it's hard to know how that's going to play out until we actually, that ball's thrown in, and until we see maybe, you say, the first quarter or first half of that match, how it's going. Do you see how we're equipped? But I think with both squads, the players that's involved, I think they'll get to that level pretty quickly when the ball's thrown.
Okay. Listen, John, many thanks for talking to us ahead of the county final this coming weekend, and we wish you the best of luck in the game.
Thank you very much, Oisin.
There you go. That's the Kilcare boss, John McNulty, speaking to me earlier this week as they continue their preparations ahead of the deferred final. They, of course, are going for 7 titles in the club's history. Niamh Conlon are chasing a 5th senior football title. The men from Glenties have been standing by for nearly 11 months now to defend the cup that they won in 2019 after a marathon final 3-game series with Cador. It's been a case of the long, hard road and waiting for the final and keeping players in the right shape for the big decider. The county boys, of course, back with the clubs in recent weeks, but Niamh Conlon did suffer the blow, as you heard, losing Owen McGettigan to a cruciate injury just last week. It is going to be a final with a difference, but it's one that Martin Regan, the Niamh Conlon manager, is relishing once again.
I suppose at the time when it was called off, it was difficult. Over the first month or two, like for up until Christmas, it was difficult and not knowing when it might be. But I suppose once he knew then, it wasn't going to be until the summertime, it made that bit easier. And the boys tipped away themselves and they got themselves in good shape over the early period of the month. And I suppose once it moved on, time moves fairly quick too. At the same time, once we got to the summer and the league game started, made things a little bit easier, and we were kind of focused on the league games for the first month or two. And once we got the county boys back, then we started zoning in on the county final. So I suppose the time is this. 11 months is a long time waiting for a game, but it has gone quick enough, and we've had games in between. So we're looking forward to the next week now and preparing for it.
Yeah, speaking of those games that you had in between, you won the Division 1 league title. Is that good enough preparation, do you feel, now ahead of a county final, Martin, given the fact that there's been no other sort of championship games at a, or games rather at a championship level to be played?
It's difficult to know. It's difficult to say. I suppose we'll know that answer, whether they're good enough preparation. We'll know that answer on Saturday night. But I suppose a lot of teams were weak in the league as well, and a lot of the games won fairly easy. Some games won fairly easy, and some not as easy. But I think we trained very well. We're very good at level training-wise in some of our training sessions, and in-house games have been very competitive as well. So we've got loads of football over the summer. The boys are sharp. They've looked after themselves really well, and we feel we're in a good place. But I suppose you won't know that until 9:30 on Sunday evening. If you're climbing the steps in Quill Park, that's when you'll know if you're in a good place or not.
Yeah. Your preparations, I suppose, from the point of view of one of your key men picking up an injury and a serious injury, that too has been very, very disappointing, and it's been hugely disappointing for the club and for the team, but for the young man himself, Owen McGettigan, picking up that serious injury and his year's done, which is just hugely disappointing, so it is.
Yeah, very, very tough on Owen, and I said that from last week. Like, he's obviously gutted missing the final, and that's what's annoying him more than anything. And like I said that from last week, it's him I feel sorry for, and he's not accepting it. He says, no, it's the final, I want to play in this final. But it is, look, he's missed a lot through injury, and he wouldn't have played much football this year. He was in with the county and didn't get too many games. We didn't get many games this year, so to miss the championship, and like Owen, he's an unbelievable footballer. Like, the talent is just oozing out of Owen, and we just haven't seen it right. He's the best shape he's ever been in this year, and it's just his point. He was ready to explode onto the scene, I feel, this year, and for him to pick up that injury, it's very disappointing for him. More than, obviously, he's a huge loss to us, there's no doubt about that, but I really do feel so sorry for Owen that he's missed the guts of a year now through that injury, and it's just unfortunate. But look at that, sport deals up these horrible blows, and we're not the only club to be affected by bad injuries, and he's not the only individual to be affected by bad injuries, but it's how he recovers from it and gets himself back on track. And he will, I know he will. Look, he'd bothered before, he's out a year and a half with hip trouble before, and he came back from that there brilliantly. But it's tough. It's a hard pill to stomach for him. But he will, I know well, he'll come out of it again, and he'll be the better player for this time next year again.
That was the cruciate, was it, that he done last week?
Cruciate, yeah.
Which is a horrible injury. I wish him all the best with his recovery. But he'll be cheering you guys on, I'm sure, from the sideline and making himself very vocal.
Yeah, big time. Look, he's been down training with us even since that there. He's been down training and talking to the lads, and he's a brilliant, brilliant lad to have about the place. He's full of energy, and like, even that he was down 2 days later in crutches and in a strap, and to see him about the place, it was a huge lift for the boys, and really encouraging to see him down there.
Yeah. What about the rest of the squad? How are you shaping up then, Martin?
Yeah, we're happy enough with where we're at now at the moment. We've no other injuries. We had a few injuries throughout the summer. We have a full leg to pick from.
I suppose going into this final, and back to the point that you haven't played a championship game now competitively in 11 months, but given the fact that you were involved in so many finals in recent years, three of which happened in the 1 year, with this current squad that you have, Martin, do you feel that maybe with that experience of playing in all those games, particularly in 18 and 19, that it'll stand you at the weekend?
Yeah, I think it does. I think that experience does stand you when it comes down to experience, and it comes down to the last 5-10 minutes and the games there to win the last 10 minutes. It does stand you in them cases. Still, look, at them, the lower games, they were brilliant and they brought the team on so much and they held us in good stead in Ulster, but like, they're nearly 2 years away now since them games were played, so they're really in the back of our minds, completely in the back of our minds. Like, let's see, the old injury Owen picked up last week, like 2 weeks is a huge amount of time in Gaelic football, never mind 2 years. So I think you're right in that players do learn from experiences like that there in tight games, and to see how tight games and hang in games like that there, so I think that will stand us. But look, at Kilkerr, no different. They've played in a lot of big games during the years as well. They've played in county finals, county semi-finals, and big Ulster games, and games with Donegal. They're all county players, so yes, we're experienced, but I think Kilkerr are no different. If you look at all the big games, some of them have played in All-Ireland finals and Ulster finals, so they're no different to us really. They're well experienced, and it's not going to count for much on Saturday evening.
Yeah, and the fact that you know each other so well, is Martin, is there any surprises here? Is there any rabbits set to come out of the hat in this game at the weekend? Or is it a case of you boys know each other that well since you have played so much in recent years?
No, but I suppose the personnel has changed a bit in the last couple of years as well. I know we've played each other a lot, but like, even in the past, we would have played Kilkerr in the past. Like, their pace was frightening. We could never live with their pace. And I think we have kind of caught up a wee bit in that regard, and that we've added the Dohertys and boys like that there, and the boys with lightning pace, Jack and Kelby, and they've added a bit of pace to our team, so we can probably match them in that regard. Whereas in the past, then we would have felt that physically we could dominate them in the past, that we were bigger than them. But then you look at Andrew McLean, boys like that have really filled out, Ryan McHugh, they've all filled out there. Physically, they're really strong as well. So, but we feel we have caught up with them in terms of pace. They will feel the same, that they've caught up with us in terms of physicality. So, yeah, we've played each other a lot, we know each other a lot, but they're two different teams. Like, even to Clare team we would have played in 2016 and 2017. Most teams have changed a lot. Like even our inside players, like we'd go for more physicality inside, whereas we would have had small players back then. And Clare are no different. You know, the teams have changed and we know each other well, but I think the styles of play would have changed a bit in that time as well.
Yeah. Is it the sort of game, Martin, that you can't be found chasing in the early stages of Kilkeary to get a bit of advantage on you?
Yeah, I suppose if going back to 2016, where we found ourselves behind, like, Kilkeary have, look at we know the pace they have, and when they get into the lead, they're very hard to claw back, and the more you push on, they can really kill you on the counter. They're a really good counter-attacking team, so it is a game you don't want to find yourself too far behind. Of course you don't against a team like that there, but I can't see it going that way. I can see it being a really, really tight battle, there'll not be much, and it'll be score for score both ways. Both teams can score, both teams can defend really well as well, and it will be a tight battle. I can't see it being a 4 or 5 point game either way, and any team chasing it'll be cagey, it'll be tough, and it'll be tight.
Battle. But we're not expecting one of these all-out attacking matches then that we've seen at inter-county level, where all these hurling scores were put up in football matches then, Martin?
No, look, I think it's kind of a sign of the respect teams have for each other as well. But I know that they'll respect our forward line as much as we'll respect their forward line as well, and it will be a case of keeping score down as much as it is of trying to score again at the other end. And like, even at county level, games are 10 minutes longer as well. You know, them 10 minutes, you do add on more scores as well. It is a different game, the county game and the club game. But look at, I don't know, it's not all about scores either. You can get a great low scoring game as well, where you have physicality and tackling and defending. It's an art in itself. So I've no doubt it'll be a close game. Whether it's high scoring or low scoring, I don't know. But I've no doubt it will be close.
Yeah. Anyway, regardless. Can you see that the hunger's still in the grip from which was there a couple of years ago?
Oh, big time. Yeah, big time. Look at it. And it's a different group. I know a lot of the individuals are still there, and some of them are even there from 05. But when you're bringing in new players all the time, you see a lot of new players there introduced into the squad this year. They may not even see game time at the weekend, but they have added a hunger as well to the whole thing.
Yeah, and I suppose as well, I know I spoke to you earlier about this, about keeping the young players involved, and you've got a squad now that has got a tremendous mix of youth plus experienced players, and you've got a good spread of county players there as well, Martin. What is it that makes Niamh Connell special around the parish that you're able to keep these young players there? Obviously, you've got the likes of Nathan Burns, one of them. Kieran Gallagher's back with you as well. What is it? Because other clubs struggle to keep players, but what is it about Niamh Connell that you're able to keep this very talented group together, Martin?
I suppose it makes a difference. They're coming through and they see a bit of success at the end of it for them, and they're coming in there. It's competitive. It's very competitive. But they're coming in trying to nail a place. And like a lot of the young lads that we would have brought in this year, there's 7 or 8 of them would have joined the training panel, like Zavor McCallagh, Neil Francis Boyle, Daniel Gillet, Robbie McDonald, Joe Shankey. There's lots of them would have joined the panel. And them boys would have been on the terraces in 2019 when we won the championship. And I suppose that added to the hunger. Some of them would have been playing a lot of soccer then, and we've managed to get them over to the Gaelic side of things. That, look, their friends are playing too as well, and they want to be part of it. And they're coming down. And like I've said it in the past, and I always say it about some of our older players and our more experienced players, they're great individuals and great men as well as being great footballers. They're really good lads and really good role models, and they take a lot of them players under their wings as well and encourage them, and they're delighted to see, yes, they're looking to get their places, but they're delighted for that competition, and they encourage them and coach them along a lot as well. So I think there is a good camaraderie there between young and old within the club.
Yeah. Would you agree that you boys are seen as favourites?
Not if you look at the betting on Paddy Power, no. I think Kilkeary, the favourites are going to be that there, but I look at it's on the day, it means nothing. Favourites tag means nothing, really. Gidor were raging hot favourites against us in 2019, and we felt within our camp we had every chance of turning them over. Whoever will be favourites, I don't think it'll matter. Kilkeary will go into this game confident. We're going into this game confident. We'll not be paying too much heed now to who's favourites and who's not.
Yeah. Only 500s allowed in. The crowd's going to be split between Kilkeary and Niamh Connell, between the two parishes. It's going to be a different sort of final. What's the build-up like now? What's the buzz around Glenties like, Martin?
Yeah, it's strange. There's a county final around the corner now, definitely. There's a lot of talk about it and a lot of colour going up. I suppose the demand for tickets is huge, which is incredible. Come up to a club game that, obviously the circumstances too, with only 500 being allowed in, it's difficult. A lot of people are wondering about tickets. Will they get a ticket? Won't they get a ticket? Or if they don't, where will they watch it? That's a lot of the talk. So you know there's a big game coming up now. There's a huge buzz about it, so there is. And obviously within the two clubs, within the Connell and Kilcar, they were both football mad communities, really. It's all Gaelic in both clubs as well. So there's nobody within Glenties and Fintown and Kilcar that doesn't know the final's coming up, and everyone's tuned in and eager and talking about it this last couple of weeks.
Listen, Martin, thanks for talking to us. And all we can do is wish you the very best of luck this weekend and another county final.
Thanks, Ian Oshin.
There you go. That's Niamh Connell manager Martin Regan looking forward to the county final this coming weekend as Niamh Connell look to hold on to the title that they last won in 2019. There has, of course, been the big gap. Are Niamh Connell the side that will lift the senior championship, lift the Dr. McGuire twice in the 1 year and make history? Part one of that, of course, will be this coming weekend, but Kilcar, of course, are going to have a big say in it. Right, we're going to take a commercial break. Still to come, news at the top of the hour, and then part two of the specially extended score, where we continue our look ahead to the county final.